You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told the World Economic Forum of his military's worst losses in a single attack last week. He reported 87 deaths on Monday when Russian forces hit a barracks at a northern training base, another devastating blow in the deadly conflict.
It is guaranteed the war would have never started if the international actions were preventative, not reactive. Ukraine has created a precedent during these 3 months, something that has never happened before. The unification of the democratic world, aroused by the emotions of genuine admiration for Ukrainian bravery, and around the understanding that one has to fight for one's freedom.
President Zelensky told the forum he would be willing to meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in a bid to end the war. He noted the world is at a turning point, while encouraging all foreign businesses to exit the Russian market to remain distant from the fighting. Ukraine's former leader, Petro Poroshenko, has also backed up the president's call for tougher sanctions on Russia.
Everybody who stays in Russia should understand that every single penny spent in Russia return back to Ukraine with the bombs, with the cruise missiles, with the victims, with the thousands of lives.
The sanctions are already disrupting travel plans for Russians who are switching to domestic trips instead of heading abroad over summer. And the feeling in Russia is divided, with diplomatic counsellor Boris Bondarev resigning in a rare move of protest against the attack on Ukraine. The former veteran diplomat of the Russian mission to the UN office in Geneva sensationally quit, stating Ukraine is a pivotal moment for him.
Well, the response was that everything is going according to plan. It's all right. And the government and the president knows what they're doing. There was also some concerns that critical approach may be a bad influence for someone.
Meanwhile, one international law expert is warning that a Russian soldier's war crimes trial in Ukraine could be detrimental to Ukrainian forces. A Ukrainian court sentenced 21-year-old tank commander Vadim Shishimarin to life in prison for killing an unarmed civilian in the first war crimes trial arising from Russia's invasion. Mary Ellen O'Connell is a professor of international law and peace studies at the US Notre Dame University. She says Russia might retaliate by trying captured Ukrainians in court.
So they start having show trials. That's what countries in Russia's position start doing. They start parading and their whole campaign of disinformation gets put out in a courtroom setting that seems to give to the average Russian soldier or person that much more sense that what Russia's doing is righteous.
She says holding a trial of Ukrainians would be about lifting the morale of Russian soldiers. Ukraine's Defence Ministry spokesman Oleksandr Motozyanek insists Russia is continuing to bombard its front line with tactical missiles.
Russia's large-scale armed aggression against our country continues. The main goal of the enemy, for now, remains unchanged. It is an attempt to surround the joint forces, establish complete control over the Donetsk, Luhansk and Kherson regions, as well as to ensure the stability of the land corridor with the temporarily occupied territory of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea.
Ukraine's president says Russia has launched a total of 1,474 missile strikes since the start of the invasion in February. He has told citizens the coming weeks will be difficult for Ukraine, but the United States says 20 countries are offering further security support. US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has named Denmark, Poland, Czech Republic, Italy, Greece, and Norway.
Many countries are donating critically needed artillery ammunition, coastal defense systems, and tanks and other armored vehicles. Others came forward with new commitments for training Ukraine's forces and sustaining its military systems.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.